Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this third day of June, 2018. We thank you so much for being with us. And we thank the hearts of everyone with us for their faith and their belief in making the entire transmission of your love and your blessing stronger, just as you told the apostles a long time ago. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there am I also. So, now that we've got Elizabeth on the call, would you like to ask for a blessing? Are you still there? Oh, okay. Well, we have a wireless caller, which looks like me. Okay. All right. Joanna, let's bring you on. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, thank you so much. This is Joanna, and I wanted to ask prayers for you, Glenda, for your health, for increased health. But also for my son and his family. They are selling the house in Missoula here and going to travel for a whole year and in a van. And anyway, I know they're going all the way to the bottom of South America, supposedly. So
wow.
I'm very concerned, of course, because they've got two little boys about their safety. And I would just like to pray for their wisdom and their safety in doing this great, big, huge move.
Oh, I can really, really sympathize with you on that. And, yes, let's do. Surround them with love and light and wisdom and guidance and all the good things that will contribute to a safe journey.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nancy, I see you're on, and your line is open.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi. Really
went online to let you know that I could hear you, but like Joanna, I wanted to ask special blessings for you that all of us all around the world send you beautiful healing light, knowing that God breathed you and you breathe gently and easily and deeply without obstruction. And we know that this is so and give thanks for your healing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for us all the time. And it is just, we are deeply appreciative to be able to send you healing prayer when you need it.
I appreciate that with all my love and heart. And that's part of being in such a loving community, is we take care of each other.
Yes, we do.
And blessings to you, too. Is there something we can put you on the list for?
Well, my sister-in-law could still use prayer. She's taking immunotherapy, so lifting her up would be
great.
Her name is Anne.
Anne. Okay. She's here, and she's in my heart.
Thank you, Flynn.
And so are you. And so are you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Tony, and your line is open, Tony.
Hi, Glenda. So nice to hear you. I'm glad you're feeling improving. We got the same thing. I'm having cold symptoms and lung symptoms, and James is having bronchitis symptoms. But
No.
Yeah, well, I think it's it's improving. So I want to do a blessing for James and for you and all of us.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. We're traveling. We're at a gathering of artists and healers that's happening in Sonora, California. It's about 3 hours from our home. The beautiful thing is that people from all over the place came to this thing, and everybody is talking to me about connectedness. And I got to share with a bunch of people about the intelligence of the heart, in particular with the aspect of kindness and presence. And it was so beautiful. It's like Yeshua was talking to me through all of these people gathered here. And so many people are exactly on this wavelength. It is so amazing and so beautiful. So I want to say a thank you to Yeshua, and a blessing for all these people and for all of us for just an energy of encouragement.
Oh, you know, he does that. He takes advantage of our common heart in order to generate messages that we can give to each other.
Yeah.
He does that all the time.
It's amazing.
It is. And that's why it's so important to come together as a community.
Yeah. Well, just the momentum of it, too, is just a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, it is. It really, really is. You know, and despite all the troubles we're having in the world, I feel that we are growing every day more and more into a connected state of wholeness.
Yeah. Well, and it has that quality of gracefully accelerating in so many ways. So it's exciting and something that's very, very confirming. It seems like the catalytic effect of Yeshua's presence and love is something that's more and more available and something that's felt more synergistically among us. So it's something I just wanted to say with gratitude. Thank you.
You know, I really appreciate that, Tony. And I had a similar experience this last week when I was really, really suffering from fever and really bad congestion with this malaise that I've taken down on myself. I just went to sleep and slept all day. And when I woke up, I realized I have not done that since I was a kid. Really, I have not. Since I've been an adult with responsible duties, I will take time to rest and care for myself. I'll take a nap and get up and work, maybe take another nap, get up and work. But just letting go is something I haven't done since I was a kid.
Wow.
And there was something so amazing about it. It was like I really just trusted that I was in the arms of God. And resting was exactly what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So something either in me has changed, or something in the world has changed, or both.
Or both.
Yeah. It was a feeling of trust. That. Go ahead.
No, that's very beautiful. I'm just kind of with you.
I really amazed myself. Actually, I did.
Well, and that's maybe you're getting more of that. Like, you know, a couple of Thursdays ago when you just had that feeling of joyful ease and you just had, you know, there was no demands on you, and you just were joyfully with your experience. And it was, you know, you sounded like a kid when you talked about that too. So it sounds like
it's true. I am more with what my soul decides for me, and less with how my body is nervous about this or that condition.
Yeah.
Or excited about a particular condition. So I think it's an indication of growth, actually, somehow. So we've got a lot of people on the board. Tony, so I'm gonna let you go and take on someone else. Elizabeth, I'm gonna open your line. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask for a blessing, first of all, of healing for you and just gratitude for you at how faithful every Sunday you're here, and this feels like a place of home for me. I think it's 3 or more years since I've been trying not to miss a single Sunday, and I just want to say how grateful I am to you for being here, even when you're sick as a dog, as you are right now, you show up. I mean, it's thank you so much on behalf of me and probably everybody who's on this call.
You're
wonderful, and thank you for that. And I would ask a blessing for a friend who passed last week, whose funeral is tomorrow, just a blessing for his spirit to fly home on the wings of angels and to help his family with the grief that they will be experiencing in his loss. His name was Albert, but everyone knew him as Bumpsy, B-U-M-P-S-Y, and God will know him as Bumpsy.
Oh, how sweet, Bumpsy. Okay, we've got Bumpsy on the list.
Thank you, Glenda, and feel better, please.
I just ask for a special welcome for him in the holy places today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. And while we're on the subject of transition, I would like to ask a blessing for my mother, who made her transition 18 years ago today, June the 3rd, 2001. It was a day of, well, grief, of course, because I loved her, but also joy, because I knew it was her time to go. And I could feel her joy in arriving where she had wanted to be, home again. So I know that she's there, and I'll ask her to look for Bumpsy.
Thank you, Glenda, very much.
You're welcome. And we have Terry on the phone. Hi, Terry.
Well, hello.
I hear you. Your line is open.
Okay, good. I would like to ask for blessings for those in the world that are going through transitions, not in the form of death, but just in the form of I have a niece who is having her first baby, or just had her first baby, and he's just delightful, but at the same time, in the same week, she got a PhD, she graduated, she had a new baby, her husband got a new job, she had to move, and she's living with her father and his new wife in their basement.
And interesting
to see, you know, just how difficult you know, transitions can be when having a new baby, but to have all of those other things thrown on top of them. So I've just not been thinking of my niece all week, but just, you know, the pressure and the stress that so many people have in, you know, engaging in new jobs, relationships, or, you know, new ideas, you know, new information, just everything. So I would love if we could have a blessing for all of those people. And I guess it's probably all of us who are.
Oh, yes. I really can actually relate to that so much, because everything came down for me 9 months ago. And I've been in the process of putting it back together. And I'm seeing that there was quite a blessing, actually, in bringing things down, despite the very heavy work and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And this last week, well, actually, I think it was about 10 days ago, I began feeling symptoms of an illness coming on. And I have my faithful remedies, as well as my special request from Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, that I use and has kept me well four, oh my gosh, 3 years, I have not had what we would normally call a sickness. I have fallen and hurt myself, you know, just in the process of living and going through trauma and hardship. But sickness, no, I have averted sickness and pushed it back for well over 3 years. And I heard this question come to me, and it was like a question, Glenda, do you want to avert the sickness, or do you want to allow it? Interesting question that was posed to me from high ground, and I looked at it, and I said, before I gave my answer, I looked back to two events in my youth, in my college years, when I got very sick. But on the other side of bringing the broken pieces back together, I had a new perspective on life. And so I said back to the spirit, be it Yeshua or the Holy Spirit or whoever, I think we'll let it just happen. And it did. And because I agreed to let it happen, it turned out to be much worse than I expected. And really, literally, the pieces fell apart. But I know that on the other side of it, I'm going to have a new perspective of wholeness. So sometimes we need to just let the pieces fall, because we work awfully hard to keep together all the pieces of old formations and old configurations mm-hmm. that need to be washed away. Mm-hmm. And I think on the other side of this, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to have a new perspective. And I don't regret letting go. I do regret that it interfered with my class last week and my ability to be here for all of you, but I think I'll be able to be here for you even stronger in the future. We've got a big future to create, and somehow I just felt it was time to let go. So, illness is not always a bad thing. Having a little bit of a breakdown on the road is not always a bad thing. It allows other people to come in and help us, advise us, and assist us in putting the pieces back together again. I know, I think I've said this before, but before the hurricane last year, I only knew one neighbor on my whole street, in my whole housing development. After the storm, I not only knew them all, we had dinner together, we made food together, we got supplies together, we helped each other out together, that we would work together, play together, and we're a family now. So, it's not always so bad when the pieces fall apart.
That is true.
It's up to us whether we focus upon life with a positive or a negative spirit. So, Terry, I'm going to keep your family in my heart and in my prayers. And I know that they will find a bigger and a better configuration on the other side of it all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Jean Marie, I see you're on, and I just opened your line.
Oh, is that me, Glenda? Jean Marie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. I just want a blessing, please, for, well, myself, even though my heart is getting lighter each day, but the family of one of the closest friends I've ever had, and the passing that has hit me harder than any to date. A friend, Jolene, passed Tuesday evening. Note was coming, but it hit me like a lightning bolt. But for her children and grandchildren and her partner and everybody concerned, and a wonderful transition, because she did not want to leave, but leave she had to. She had lung cancer. So just, you know, a whole smoothness, peace of mind that goes along with that when someone passes.
Of course.
I would appreciate it.
Her name is Jolene.
Jolene, uh-huh.
And
class
all of her family.
Extremely close friend.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. For your loss, and I will bless your unity, your union. You know, this last week I was having a lot of thoughts about love and what it is. Of course, you know, that's the major theme that Yeshua brought me to teach years ago. And really it's the core message of every seminar, every webinar, every class that I offer. But there's so many different ways of looking at it. And I was looking at a few of those ways this week, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of things that contain love but aren't exactly love. I was thinking about admiration. Sure, there's love when we admire a performer. There's great there's love there. There's affection that we have for our friends. There's attraction, great attraction we have for people. And sometimes it can be very powerful and lead to lasting friendships. But what really makes the difference of love is union. And that, Jolene, and Jean Marie, is why you were hit so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was true love. It was union. But that union can be reestablished. It's just you need to let fall away right now the ways you maintained union in the material world, and then find new ways of regaining union across the valley. And you will. When it's true love, you never lose it.
You know, the night she passed, and after I had allowed the floodgates to open mightily, took a while, I was doing my dishes, and I felt her largeness. I felt her expansiveness, and I had chills running up and down my spine for the longest time. I said, oh, my God, girl, it's just like I said. This is what was next for you, and you made it, and here you are, completely unencumbered and expanded, and that went on for I don't know how long. And
she was letting you know.
For a couple of days, when I did my dishes, the same thing. And I'm sure she had a sweet transition because. But that's how she came to me. People dream about, you know, the first night, one classmate, and, you know, all the different ways. But that was my... That was for me, that, and I knew it, and it was her, but it was in her, expanded state. The mm-hmm. unconditional love was just felt, the whole thing of her, out of body, that had suffered so badly. She was completely free, and I felt every inch of her bigness. It was quite awesome.
Yeah. And you've got to love that.
Oh, gosh.
That was quite a gift.
Oh, it
was
huge.
Quite a gift.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry on conversation. See, the physical thing I miss is we chatted, I can't even tell you how many times a day on Messenger. And that I miss sorely. It's just amazing how many times it's like, oh, goodness. So I just talk to her in consciousness because I know it's just there.
Sure.
You know, that dimension is just there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it hit hard, but I just want the best and the easiest and the most peaceful for all concerned in her family, kids, grandkids, and siblings.
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of callers. We
yes,
need to
and
move
thank
on.
You.
And we've got her on the list and you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to bring in other people on the line quickly to just state your request for blessing. Sandra, you're on.
Hi,
Sandra. Your line is up. Hi.
Hi. I'll make this very quick because it's not a healing request. It's a thank you for all that you do. And also about the transition, I was very sick in December, and I felt it like you coming on. And I went to sleep one night and was, you know, felt unusual, but I was in a cocoon of my own body's healing energy, so I just went off to sleep and felt, okay, I'll get through this. I woke up the next day, I had to get rushed to emergency, and I was so sick, they wouldn't let me go home. I would have to go stay with family members to take care of me. The next week, I was also rushed to emergency, same thing, wouldn't let me go home, I couldn't take care of myself. And I had actually, before all this, been thinking about maybe it's getting to be my time to transition with just finishing up a whole lot in my life. And I went to sleep one night, still at my sister's, and I am worried about my cat who came with me, who was also in the throes of dying at that time. And in my dream that night came Jesus, and Jesus said to me, it's okay if I wanted to go. It's very okay. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, no, I can't. I can't leave my cat. And he said, whatever you choose, you will be okay. And so my cat dies on Christmas Day. Probably I'm away from home another 2 weeks. I finally get home, and I haven't looked at my email. And here's the miracle of it and the full circle of it. On my email was an email from you announcing the blessings, the Sunday blessings. And I left off with you probably 14 years ago with, I bought a couple of glissés and books and essential oils, and you never had my email address, the one that this came in on.
Wow.
I just wanted to tell you that story because I feel Jesus put it there so that I could come back and rejoin this group, which is absolutely family.
Amazing. Well, welcome back. And I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing. That's great. Well, you be well, and we'll remember you.
Yeah. But
okay.
Thank you.
Jenny, you're welcome. Jenny, you're on. Your line is open. Jenny, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I was muted.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenda. I'm sending blessings to you, and I just want to quickly add my add a request for a blessing for myself and also for all of the hurting and the trauma on the planet that our collective hearts be restored and into the one heart, and that we all have the courage to do what we need to do. And to be what we need to be. So I'll end it there. Thanks, Glenda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jenny. And I see Wayne is on the line. Your line is open. Hi.
Aloha, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Aloha. Yes.
Yes, I've moved to the North Shore of Kauai, and I'm sending you the rainbows that have been collecting here in Hanalei Bay today for your healing.
Great. I received.
Thank you. They've been happening consecutively since I woke up for hours, rainbow after rainbow, and I just had to join the call. And I'd also, my son's wife, Marissa, she's going into spinal surgery this week, and I'd love for Yeshua to be present in the surgeon's hands, if he would do that for us.
Okay. I will ask for that. What is her name?
Marissa.
Melissa.
Marissa with an N.
Oh, N. Melissa. Okay.
Yeah, Marissa with an N as in Nancy. Marissa.
Yes. I got it.
Okay. All right. Blessings to you, dear. Get well, please.
Thank you. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
I'm getting all the pieces put back together. Okay. I'm going to quickly run through our list. Area code 413, a request.
Hi, Glenda. Yes, this is Sarah from Santa Cruz, and I'm asking for a blessing from Jesus Christ to help me move through kind of a depression, or just to help me elevate my thoughts and elevate my spirit. It's been kind of hanging around me for a week, and I'm asking for some help to elevate.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. That's an easy one, and he will do it. He will do it. Okay. Yes. Betty Jo, you're on.
Glenda?
Yes.
It's BJ. Wow, what a wonderful, powerful day for the blessing call. So many wonderful.
Ooh, I know.
So much information coming in. It's just beautiful. I want to ask for a blessing for my granddaughter. She's 26 years old, and she was raped Friday night. And she's very angry. It was a friend, and he drugged her. And she's a lesbian, so she's going through a lot of trauma right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So just the right intention for our family, the right direction for healing for her. I know it's in the end will be a blessing.
Somehow. Yes.
Yes.
Somehow
it will. So just
will.
Blessings that we'll know the right path to get the right help at the right time.
Yes.
Thanks
for sharing that. I know it's hard.
It was. Thank you.
Very hard. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan.
Hi. Yes.
It's funny. Last week, I've been sick, and I got off the call, and all of a sudden my ear clogged up. So I don't know what the heck's up with that. But it's interesting when you were saying that you felt that there was some good reason why you allowed this to happen. I know I got this from the Cancer Center, but interestingly enough, I've been struggling with forgiving my mother for almost 69. I'll be 69 very soon. And what came through for me when I was really sick is that she wanted to help, and I came through a breakthrough because I said, what occurred to me was that, you know, she needs to make amends if she wants to help me. And then what came through was, you won't even let her. And I went, okay. So I prayed for the willingness to allow her to help me. And what came through was, she said, put the Vicks on your chest and a little washcloth on there. And I did, because that was one of the memories of when we were sick. She was wonderful. And I allowed it. And I felt that. Funny thing, there was a part of me that always wanted to forgive, but there was a piece that was so resistant. And I finally think this illness was a big help it's almost like shattering glass, to break that through and allow her to heal me while I was sick. And,
that is amazing.
It is amazing.
It
even annoyed me that it was taking so long. I didn't know what to do with myself. And when I connected with the child said, well, it's not enough to say, I'm sorry. She's got to make amends. I said, well, we won't even let her. And finally, it's crazy to be talking to parts of yourself, you know, to have this witness, mm-hmm. And then to have this child be giving me such a hard time for years trying to you know, forgive this thing, you know, all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
It sounds so nuts. But I think we made a huge breakthrough with this illness, you know.
Oh, I think you did. And, you know, Susan, so much of our life is a little bit like Alice in Wonderland. We have to go down the rabbit hole in order to discover the Cheshire Cat all over again and the white rabbit with a hat running late and, you know, dancing teacups and red queens and white queens and all the other things that made up the imagery of our early life.
No doubt. And even my brother, issues with him has been worked out with this. So this illness has been a real blessing.
See?
Yeah.
It's exactly what I was, I don't know what blessing's going to come to me from it, but I know it will.
Absolutely.
Okay, my darling. I'm going to open up. We've got two more callers and I want to take quickly your request. Eva, what is your request?
Hi, this is Eva. I would like to again put Charlie, my husband, on the blessing list. And I just wanted to say this sort of relates to the forgiveness, which I didn't realize that was even needed. But so many times in my life, I have had to, it seems as though I've had to go back and change a pattern. When I had processed something in a negative way, something would come up again, and I would have to do it in a different way in order to clear it. And just mm-hmm. this last week, I took him to the neurologist because he had been getting some seizures. And the person that was suggested we go to, when I looked him up, I said, I think this is the same building I was in back in, like, 2002 after he had started getting seizures with after his initial stroke. And sure enough, it was. And I had a very bad experience with the neurologist we had at that time because at that time they used a very powerful drug which just put him back into being a zombie after he had been walking and doing quite well. So I really didn't feel good about this doctor, and I spoke to him about it. He just wouldn't listen to me, just said, well, he's lost his confidence. And so I carried this apparently in my heart many times and talked about it at times. And mm-hmm. so here I get to this neurologist, and, of course, this was a very, very nice man and really appreciated him. And then I said, was there a Dr. Rubin in here before? He says, yes. And I said, okay, that's the one we saw, you know, years ago, and explained a little bit about it. And so I said, okay, this had to happen so that I could have a different experience. And now I felt a lightness that I could really let go of that event that has happened. And I said, this really does relate to forgiveness, which I didn't think of before. But so forgiveness is a big thing. And now he's, of course, on a better medication than what he was on then, I'm sure. And although he needs to adjust to it, and I'm hoping, but I feel as though things are looking up. I really do. And so I'm just glad that that piece of the puzzle was put aside, and we can create a new, better picture.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And it's a very good illustration of how we do need to forgive.
Yeah.
In order to put all the pieces back together.
Yes. And needing to forgive, I just think, well, this isn't fair, or this isn't doing right, or this isn't, you know, getting into a judgmental mode. And now realizing,
you know, a miracle, Eva, a miracle is the restoration of wholeness.
Yes.
As long as we've got a thorn in our side, that wholeness is not going to get back back together.
Right. And that's what feeling like. Okay,
yeah.
I think I'm getting there.
I
think it's happening, and I feel much different, you know, about what's happening with him as well. And I know
that it will make a difference.
Yeah.
And Eva, I don't mean to rush you, but we've got one more caller and we're way over time for our blessing. So we just had a lot of people on the call today.
Right.
Okay, we've got a caller from area code 413 and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
You're our last caller, huh?
Hi, I just want to say you kind of answered a lot of what I had been wanting to ask you with your other calls. And I just want to ask a blessing for my friend Sarah that passed on Wednesday, and for a friend of mine, Arlene, who's going through a rough time right now,
okay.
And for me, and all
okay.
people who are dealing with something difficult that's an obstacle in their lives.
Who are you?
June.
Oh, you're June. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your name didn't come up on my board today, just your number. So
oh,
I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you,
I'm glad.
I hope
I'm
you
glad
feel better.
I will. I will. And I know on the other side of it, we'll have a better configuration.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
everybody, let's just drop our concerns, drop our worries. Let's be in our hearts. And be ready to receive. This is one time when slouching is totally okay. Just lean back in your chair. I like to have you sitting up because you're going to be receiving energy from the earth through your spine and moving up from the base of your spine. All the way up through your neck and the crown of your head, and then circling back down through your spine into the earth again. So it's really better if you can, if you're feeling well enough to be sitting up. But just relax and allow your head to drop. Let that big bowling ball just fall on your chest because you're not going to use it for thinking about anything. You're going to humble it and allow your heart to hold the wisdom of the prayer you pray. And pray from your heart. Pray that your heart will be the wise knower of everything that needs to come. The wise provider of everything that needs to happen. And the connection with Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and the grace of your Heavenly Father. So, blessing givers, will you join me? I'm going to offer a prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we thank you with the simple surrender and humility of our hearts, knowing that we find our greatness only in the presence of that spark of light within our heart, which is like unto yours, the spark of life given by God at our creation. We ask that you illuminate that flame and lift us, enlighten us, ennoble us, and raise us to higher levels of consciousness, of awareness, of seeking, of charity, of love. Because as we find more life, then through that life, we are given more healing and more abundance. Everything originates from life. Everything in our life is life. And life is simply love in action. So we ask that you be with us as we fan the flame of life and allow it to join with the grace, the power, and the love of God our Father, our brother, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessing givers, please join me in offering this blessing.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive for at least 7 minutes. Don't think. Just rest and be. Just be in the arms of God. Let the grace of God fill you, the love of Christ fill you, and the energy of the Holy Spirit bring new life. And so it is. I look forward to being with you next week. You're very loved and very, very welcome to be here.